Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. Now, before we jump into this, if you would like to get ad-free listening, you can subscribe over on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Also, you get entered to win an eShop gift card. Shout out to October's winners. You can also win an eShop gift card by leaving a comment over on Spotify. That gives you a chance to be entered in. And we're doing a third giveaway as well if you leave comments over on YouTube. Now, the other thing I want to announce about YouTube is that I'm going to be uploading hour-long sessions of gameplay. No commentary, just an hour-long session of gameplay. Because I know that there are some of you listening that would like to get into content creation, but you may not have a capture card. You may not have a means of getting game footage, but you could do some screen recording with gameplay and then start making your own content. So the first video I'm putting up is from the Watermelon game. It's 1 hour long, and I'm going to continue just adding to that library. There'll be a playlist of, I'm just going to call it royalty-free gameplay. And you guys can use it for whatever you would like. So if you do, tag me in some stuff because I want to see what you guys are creating. And a real simple way to use it, just a real quick tip here, is screen record on your phone and then do a voiceover on something like TikTok, CapCut, or YouTube Shorts and start creating your own content today. So with that, we're going to jump into the news. Super Mario RPG's Switch release gets a 5-minute overview trailer, and it's in English now, right? Because we had this last week, but it was in Japanese. And there are some cool features that they added to this game. One of them being you can switch over from the old Super Nintendo music back and forth. You can switch between the two different new music and the original music, which I thought was cool. Now, would I've loved to see the whole switch between gameplay? Of course, I love that kind of stuff. The Halo Master Chief Collection does that, and there's been other games in the past that have done it as well, where you can see the original and the HD remake or whatever all at the same time. But not happening in this one. This game still looks gorgeous. Like, watching the trailer got me even more hyped. It looks like there's an easy mode. If this is your first time jumping into an RPG, you can change the difficulty setting to breezy, and that will allow you to continue your game without having to worry about just getting destroyed all the time if you're not super familiar with RPGs, or maybe you're introducing this game to somebody who's much younger and maybe they don't have the skills yet to be able to traverse an RPG as easy, you know, with leveling up and all that kind of stuff. So there is that option now to be able to switch over to breezy. The game looks absolutely stunning. I love the look. I don't know, you guys, Nintendo's releasing a Smash Switch and you see Geno here just looking good. Do you think there's a chance? Let me know in the comments if you think there's a chance Nintendo does some kind of release of Geno on Smash. I don't know if they would do it or not. I can't imagine them doing it without charging. We'll just have to wait and see. But the character model sure does look great. And I have no idea what the moveset would be, but I know it would be I know it would be great. I have no doubt there. So 5-minute overview trailer with the game's launching in a week from tomorrow. If you want to see, you know, you want to check out everything that's going to be involved with this remake, head on over to YouTube, Nintendo's YouTube channel, and you can see it there. Let's see here. We got Japanese charts. It's onwards and upwards for Super Mario Brothers Wonder. So the latest Japanese numbers are in, sales numbers are in, and the Nintendo Switch is dominating the sales last week. We got Super Mario Brothers Wonder, Fashion Dreamer, WarioWare Move It at number 3, Star Ocean, The Second Story R at number 4, Animal Crossing at number 5. Star Ocean, The Second Story R on PS5 at number 6. Pikmin 4 at number 7. The Game of Life for Nintendo Switch at number 8. Star Ocean, The Second Story R for PS4. And Marvel's Spider-Man 2 at number 10 in Japan. As far as hardware goes, the OLED, number 1. Switch Lite, number 2. Regular Switch, number 3. This is interesting, you guys. Xbox Series S at number 4. Series X at number 5, PlayStation 4 at number 6, PlayStation 5 at number 7, PlayStation 5 Digital at number 8 with only 127 units. And then, you guys, 24 people bought the new 2DS LL. Says it also includes 2DS in Japan last week. So still hitting the sales charts, the 3DS. So glad to see Super Mario Wonder is doing so well. And I think I actually have, yeah, here we go. Let's move this. We'll just keep on the Super Mario Brothers Wonder train. Nintendo has confirmed what we all suspected, that the new Super Mario Brothers Wonder on the Nintendo Switch family of systems has been a huge hit with consumers, both critically and commercially. Nintendo has said that their latest 2D Mario adventure has sold over 4.3 million copies in just 2 weeks, which makes Super Mario Brothers Wonder the fastest selling Mario video game ever. Honestly, not surprised at all. 4.3 million units in 2 weeks. It is a fantastic game. I know most of you that are listening have probably played it and enjoyed it, and I'm excited to still 100% it. I haven't yet, and now I'm back on Mario Kart. So we'll get to it eventually, though. A few notes from Nintendo. It says Super Mario Brothers Wonder, which released worldwide on October 20th, achieved global cumulative sales of 4.3 million units within the first 2 weeks. This makes it the fastest selling Super Mario related title. Super Mario related titles also tend to sell consistently over a long period of time. We anticipate this title will be an appealing choice for consumers during the upcoming holiday season and will continue to sell next year onwards as well. Super Mario Brothers Wonder is the first entirely new entry in the side-scrolling Super Mario Brothers series in about 11 years, and the title provides a surprising new 2D Mario experiences, and we believe that this, in conjunction with global excitement from the Super Mario Brothers movie, resulted in the large sales numbers. So, or large sales volume. So, very exciting to see Super Mario Brothers Wonder doing so well. The hype of the movie did not wear off, apparently, because everybody was clamoring to get a hold of Super Mario Brothers Wonder. This means Warp mixes Overcooked style co-op and sci-fi space battles on Switch this month. It says if you are after some of the space strategy roguelike action of FTL, Faster Than Light, but you want to dish out orders to your friends as you do, then the frantic co-op game This Means Warp might be right up your street when it lands on Switch on the 30th of November. Developed by Outlier Games, This Means Warp will have you heading into procedurally generated hectic space battles where you'll be tasked with repairing your ship, dealing out damage, and upgrading your supplies so you can live to fly another day. This is playable either in up to 4-player co-op or solo with AI companions so that you can tackle the missions however you please. Looking at the above trailer, we are getting certain Overcooked style chaos from the multiplayer that could make this a good shout for any intergalactic gathering. It reminds us a little of the similarly themed Castronauts. So I'm going to go ahead and see here. I'm going to fire up the trailer. I want to see Let's see what this means warp is looking like. If it'll load, it looks like it's having a little bit of trouble. We can just move on over to YouTube and watch it over there. It should load no problem. Looks like it's going to. Yeah, here we go. So we just got to get through the ad real quick. Just a few more seconds. Here we go. We're through the ad. Okay, so we are taking a look at This Means Warp. And art style's not too bad. Not too bad at all. And it really does have the look of Overcooked. No question there whatsoever. It has a definitely has an Overcooked vibe. So if that is something that you're into, you're going to want to check this one out. And just kind of looking at you're in space, but it looks like you're wandering around trying to keep the ship's guns working, trying to keep the ship repaired. And while taking out other ships that make their way over to you, it looks like it could be a pretty good time, honestly. So if I'm able to go hands on with this one, I definitely will, and I'll share my impressions. But it looks like it could be one worth checking out. Again, the game is This Means Warp. Moving on over, the next Splatoon 3 Splatfest theme is all about greeting people. So there's a tweet from Splatoon North America. It says, SRL. Splatfest research team here with new findings. The 11th Splatfest theme will be, what's your go-to greeting? Handshake, fist bump, or hug? As scientists, we're disappointed that the tierce nod was left out, but we'll observe from 4 p.m. Pacific on 11:17 to 4 p.m. Pacific on 11:19 anyway. So what are you going to be doing? What's your preferred way to greet somebody? You going to handshake? Are you going to do a fist bump? Are you going to do a hug? Are you going to jump into this one? I'm not going to lie. I watched a little bit of Splatoon, some of the tournaments that they played at Nintendo Live. And I was like, man, I miss playing Splatoon. I just miss gaming, you guys. I wish I had more time to play right now. Unfortunately, I don't, but I do miss it. We streamed some Mario Kart last night and had such a great turnout with all of you, so I really do appreciate you guys. There's going to be a lot more streams on TikTok. I'm going to be focusing most of my efforts over on TikTok, I think, as far as live streaming goes. So if you guys would like to hang out, just make sure to fire up the TikTok app when I go live, and I will let the Discord know. So, but it would be fun to get a little bit of Splatoon in this weekend during the Splatfest, but it's also during Super Mario RPG. So Splatfest or new Super Mario or the Super Mario RPG. I think I'm gonna have to go Super Mario RPG. Speaking of Super Mario still, Super Mario Brothers movie lands on Netflix next month. So Netflix tweeted out, for the families that go a little too hard on Mario Kart over the holidays, the Super Mario Brothers movie will be on Netflix to help the healing on December 3rd. So that's pretty exciting. If you haven't seen it maybe since the theater, you'll be able to catch it on Netflix starting September 3rd. And if you can't wait until then, you can watch it on Peacock if you're in the United States. So it is streaming on Peacock as well, but will be on Netflix December 3rd. And it's so, I went back and I watched it on a recent flight, and it's such a good time. Like I have fun with it every time I fire it up. So Nintendo has revealed that a Nintendo Switch Online service has over 38 million paid subscribers. That is not a small number. The article here says, we haven't heard much about subscription numbers from Nintendo's paid online service, Nintendo Switch Online, as of late. However, the Kyoto-based company confirmed this morning that they currently have over 38 million paid subscribers worldwide. This includes both the base Nintendo Switch Online and the higher-tier Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion pack. Nintendo could not disclose how many subscribers were, or would not disclose how many subscribers were on each plan. So 38 million people subscribed. That number to me honestly seems low, considering that the Switch has 132 million Switches in the wild, that almost 100 million of the owners do not have the ability to play online. That's crazy. That's something. Now, I know that there are a lot of people that only play or a lot of younger kids anyway, that maybe their main game is Fortnite, which they don't need Nintendo Switch Online for, but surprising to see. It's hard to say, like, oh, I'm surprised that number's so low. It's 38 million, right? That's not a small number. We're talking a massive number. But in comparison to how many Switches are are out there. A little bit surprising to me, you know. But I mean, there are a handful of people. I have two family accounts, and I have multiple people. You know, obviously, I have lots of people on them, and I think a handful of those people don't even play their Switch right now. They're just on my family plan, and they don't even use the online that I pay for. But maybe as the system has aged, I wonder what those numbers have done since. I mean, obviously, we've seen them go up. I don't know that we've ever seen them this high. But still not as high as I had expected. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear your thoughts on if you think the number should be higher or lower. Lastly here, it says Nintendo vows to continue supporting Switch without being bound by a traditional concept of platform lifecycle. So from Wario64, he grabbed some of the info from Nintendo's recent financials. And it says, this is from Nintendo. It says, future outlook. Nintendo Switch will enter its eighth year. New titles will continue to be released, maintain and expand user engagement with Nintendo Switch, maintaining business momentum. So not sure exactly, you know, that is the ultimate PR PR copy if I've ever seen it. So you know, from just what Wario put, he put future outlook of Nintendo Switch entering its eighth year. Yeah, he pretty much just said exactly what the tweet said. I'm gonna go into the tweets and just see what are some of the replies from people here. So let's see, the year is 2030 and we're all clamoring to buy the same Switch OLED, but this time in a different color. We got, I see it being a DS to 3DS scenario where the games are being released into 2012 for DS. In this case, I see Nintendo supporting Switch 1 until the end of March 2025. Somebody put the GIF of, or the video of McMahon, you know, and it's like, Dad, what was it like when the Switch 2 was finally confirmed? And he's all tearing up. Someone said, just what the consumers wanted to hear, ... this person says, I've got an OG OLED and a Lite, time for a fourth Switch. And then someone said, time to buy Nintendo stocks. And that's actually no joke. Let's see here. I may have closed it on accident here, but My Nintendo News did have an article talking about their stocks. Here we go. I thought I had opened this one up as well, but Nintendo stock surges due to robust earnings projections and strong game sales. Note here in the article says Nintendo stock has continued to soar overnight on the back of strong earnings report in which the company disclosed that they have now sold over 132.46 million Nintendo Switch systems and have over 28 million Nintendo, 28, 38. I assume it's a typo. 38 million Nintendo Switch online paid subscribers. Nintendo's shares have gained a 4.3%, adding to the 6.09% surge yesterday. The Nikkei overall share average rose today, rebounding after two sessions of losses. So Nintendo is healthy. Nintendo can get weird. Nintendo can get creative, and Nintendo can have some fun. And that is good for us, right? When Nintendo is healthy, I believe we get the best games. And when they can tell their devs, take as much time as you need, like they did on Wonder, you get something as amazing as Wonder. Could there have been more to Wonder? Yes. Do we all want more of Wonder? Absolutely. The game is fantastic. Did not want to stop playing. And it's so, so good. You know, more worlds and more levels would have been great, but they still didn't have a time limit. They just said, here, create. And we literally got to play art. So I love that. I really, really do. And that's going to do it for today's Nintendo News Minute. I appreciate you guys listening, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.